When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Nightmare Hall, where college is a scream. This week on the podcast, Diane Hose,
Truth or Die.
Hello, welcome to Teen Creeps, the podcast that discusses YA pulp fiction. I'm one of your hosts, Lindsay Katai.
I'm another one of your hosts, Kelly Nugent.
Today we are discussing Diane Hose, Truth or Die installment into the Nightmare Hall series, which we have not read since like 2017.
Yeah, this was back when we were at Nerdist. We were recording there.
Wild.
I was kind of like, oh, right, these are in college. But I mean, they're really not the same. I mean, not different at all from... Other than them being like, we're in college. Like,
the fact that it has Nightmare Hall is so beside the point.
Yeah. Like, this could be a Fear Street, like, you know, or a point horror.
There's
or whatever.
Like, no need for this to be a series.
No.
I guess in a lot of ways, Fear Street is like that too, though.
Yeah. I think it's just marketing. You know,
at some point, he was like, they mentioned Fear Street once.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, where they're just like, oh, I guess I have to go home to sleep in my dorm.
Next to Nightingale Hall, Nightmare Hall. So anyway. I'm in the Susan B. Anthony house. Oh, me, I'm in the Rosa Parks house. Yeah, and then there's that one Nightingale Hall that's not named after fucking anyone and is haunted.
I know, all of them are like, I'm in Isaac Newton Hall. I'm in Milan Kundera Hall, and then I'm in Nightingale Hall. And also, okay, did you have a lot of trouble understanding what Nightmare Hall was like?
Yes.
Because they were like, the roof is gone, but...
And they're working on it, but also stay there.
And it's also like... Like, when she goes in, she's, like, looking at the beds and stuff. I'm like, wait, there's still fucking beds in there? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like are they fixing this place then? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have another case of there being a lot of characters.
Too many characters.
Yeah. And it's another...
has to be.
And yeah, it has to be because... Well, does it? I think there could have been four. I think there could have been four besides our narrator. Okay, again, okay. Also, mm-hmm. I know that like stuff happens to our narrator. Uh-huh. Were you getting like a Nick at Gatsby's house vibe? But like the entire, I was like, why is she here?
Really, she was just so that we could like be confused and peer out through her lens. Yes.
Because
100%.
She is a non... She doesn't
entity.
Matter. Yeah, she
which
doesn't.
Is kind of the her whole thing.
Yes.
So I will say, in a way, that's cool because they address it.
Yeah, because she kind of just floats through life, and
yeah, and the whole thing is like going through this experience like leads her to be a little more assertive and listen, trust her gut, and find her own personality. So like, okay.
Yeah. Although we don't really discover her personality.
Well, she doesn't have one.
Yeah, she's just like, I'm gonna start being me. End of book.
Yeah, I don't know who that is yet, but we'll all find out together. It's like, well, we won't.
I'm not gonna read book two of this.
Also, she's probably not in another one of these books.
No way.
It's
her and Brian are just gonna go be boring together.
Yeah. I was into Brian at first, and then I was like, oh, now he's boring. He was like sort of like a charming like cad when she first encounters him. And then he's just like, I'm the perfect boyfriend.
Yes. He went from like, oh, I caught you sneaking into my place, but like, I'm pretty funny and I like have a sense of humor about it.
Oh, you need my underwear for Truth or Dare. Do I have to be in them? And I was like, Brian, yo, you.
Yeah, me too. And then when he was like, listen, I'm here for you, I was like, snooze. Yeah. He was like being a supportive boyfriend.
What
I
was like, that part? Okay, so it goes through the whole book and we're sort of, did you kind of think that that Perry was like a foxy is Rob is foxy situation?
Yes.
And
yes.
Did you think that she was maybe crazy because like she talks about her roommate, but you never see the roommate?
Okay, I was like, the roommate,
I was like, either she doesn't exist is or Jennifer. She killed
her. Yeah. Yeah. Also, like, so I was like, I thought that she had either killed the roommate or roommate was not there, or didn't exist or something. Like, she was crazy. Like,
roommate about the was roommate. Jennifer, and like, she was Jennifer's sister. I thought 100% mm-hmm. that she was going to end up being Jennifer's sister. And so then when the big reveal was that her truth was she once purposely lost her sister in a mall,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay.
I and guess then also
you've exploded my expectations.
Yes.
In
yes.
a boring way.
And also like the twist is that like she's not at all involved in the revenge scheme. That she's just like wrong place, wrong time.
Yes.
I was like, very funny. Oh.
It's like, okay, that's, well, it's unexpected.
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
Yep.
So basically, but I thought that the beginning of this book was like very relatable. So,
mm-hmm.
What is her name?
Perry.
Perry. Perry. So
Erri.
Mm-hmm.
My manager's name is Perry. Perri.
Yes. Oh, wait, actually, isn't she Parrie?
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah.
My brain kept changing it to be more like my manager, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So Perry is, she's like, wow, like I kind of just faded into the background all my life. I like don't know who the fuck I am. And I am not going to school with anybody I know. And now I have to go to this fucking like cotillion party or whatever to like meet people. And I don't know anyone at this party. And I have to go and like mix and mingle. Like I was like, that would have been my nightmare. Like, and she's like very freaked out about it. Like, how do I be normal? How do I like, you know, interact with these people when I have made a practice of just like fading into the background? I was like, oh, that would have been, I would have really related to that as both a teenager and somebody coming out of pandemic.
I am definitely feeling the post-pandemic awkwardness.
Yeah, like I'm okay and normal when it's like close friends.
Yeah,
you know, like I feel normal with you. I've felt normal with like, but like acquaintances, I forgot the like stress of like either meeting people for the first time or like people that you kind of know, and then it's like, oh my god, like what do I
and literally, if you're both wearing masks,
yeah, woof, huge. I also, okay.
Woof, huge.
Woof, huge. I had a nightmare a couple nights ago where because I tend, you know, I get really like sucked into like the stuff I'm working on,
mm-hmm.
where I was at a party and I was talking to someone and they like asked me what I was up to and I kind of told them and they like interrupted me. I don't even know who it was. It was some like faceless person. And they were like, literally, you're such a fucking narcissist. All you can talk about is your fucking work. Nobody gives a shit about that stuff.
Oh,
like, don't you have anything of substance to say about anything? And I was just like, I don't. And like that, I think that is like crystallized, like one of my biggest fears, which is that like all I care about is like working or like creating or whatever. And I fear that I don't have anything to say outside of that, you know?
I think you do.
Well, thank you.
Because we talk for hours.
I know, about whatever.
Weekly, about whatever.
I know.
But also, a lot like, of I know it you is so well. About like either work or hating people on Twitter.
I mean, but I know you really well. Like that's what true. My fear is like, I have nothing to say to somebody like so many things. Like I just feel like so much of my confidence, like in myself in on so many levels is shot. It's just gone. Mm-hmm. Not as far as like, it's like, you know, not as far as like work stuff. I feel fine about that, but mm-hmm. like just like who I am, you know, like those like weird amorphous things, like who are you, what do mm-hmm. you have to say, like what kind of experience are you giving to somebody that's having a talk, you know, who's talking with you, like
yeah.
Well, and I'm like, I don't have anything to say, so I just like, usually I listen and ask questions.
Sure, relate, but mm-hmm. you're a very interesting person.
Well, as are you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. It is just, you know, but it is. Where you're just like, I don't know. I've been around me for a long time, and it's not that great. So I don't know why people.
I don't
would
enjoy
want
it.
No, in fact. I wish it weren't so. You know, yeah. I wish
being
I were
around
someone
me.
Else.
Mm.
Not great. Let me tell you.
Two stars.
Yeah. Two stars. Updated review, one star. Pandemic really brought this place
I
down.
Reached out to customer service. They were not helpful.
They were rude. So I really related to her when she was like, fuck, I have to go to this party. I don't fucking know anybody. I guess there's like some small solace in the idea that like ostensibly all the other girls don't know each other, but guess what? They fucking do.
Which is a funny reveal.
It is a hilarious reveal.
I was not really into this book until that reveal.
That reveal.
And then I was
laughing.
Like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Let's go, girls.
I'm in. Girls get it done.
Yeah. So she goes to this party. It's a tea, and she meets
fact that it's a tea where you have to like dress up is very funny.
Yes, it's like a fancy dress up tea that's like put together by like a wealthy benefactor who like wants to get to know all the incoming class girls, and like she wants to make sure that like they're good women going into the world or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how fucking dorky was the first dare?
Extremely fucking dorky. But then I also at the same time do not understand why the dares get less dorky as the girls get more uncomfortable.
Right?
Why would they all be down to like just make the game worse when they're all like, this game is getting out of control?
I know. Well, I guess like, I guess because we know that, like, all the other girls are doing this on purpose to try and, like, like verbally waterboard this other girl into admitting that she, like, murdered somebody. But it doesn't explain why Perry. I mean, I guess because Perry just floats along with whatever. But, like, why Perry is like, I'll just, like, make my dare. Although, remember the other girls, like, make fun of her dare because it's, like, not that good. It was something like, because she's complaining about a dare that she gets, and then one of the other girls is like, yeah, but like this person has to do this, and it's like so stupid, that's not even that bad.
Oh,
and she's like,
yes.
Well, I mean, it could be bad.
We don't know.
But how this all starts is there's this like woman that's like serving everybody tea, and this group of girls like meets, and they're all like, this is really boring. And Perry is like, yeah, like if we, oh, they're like, okay. So everyone's like, oh, we should do a dare really quick. And like, someone should do it. Liz, you do it. Switch the sugar and the salt for the tea. And that'll be like so funny. And they're
it's
all,
like,
all,
will it?
Yeah. And they're like, this is
and then
crazy.
It is. And I was like, no, it isn't.
Okay, the amount that everybody was laughing, I was like, I cannot suspend my disbelief
the
for this.
The upset that this causes
it's
like not proportional to what it is.
And oh my God, okay, when Perry makes a joke to like fit in, so they're all like, look,
oh,
I know.
Her joke.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I know that we're all like, struggling. Okay, we're all struggling to like become more social.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all like doing it in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're like, I don't know what to do, I'll do a pun, like don't do it.
Don't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're like floundering, you're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, oh, I'll do a pun, like just don't do the pun.
Don't. But everybody laughs and I was like, mm-mm.
I'm like, I guess you found your tribe. Because she goes, they're like, we're going to switch the salt and the sugar. And that tea lady is going to be so mad. And she's like, well, more like she's going to be teed off.
And I was like, kill yourself.
Yeah, I was like, die. And then everyone's like, and I was like, okay, well, you know what?
Titter, titter.
You guys found each other. That's good.
Hey, if that made you happy, then cool.
God bless. You have more joy in your life than me.
Yeah, I'm just too cynical.
I'm too poisonous. Dog.
Yeah, I'm a poisonous person.
Yeah.
Did you see my tweet? I was fucking composing the most toxic shit on Twitter yesterday. I just kept going, like, saying different things. I just kept, like, drafting these different tweets of various toxic thoughts and opinions and just, like, subtweeting, like, everyone I know.
Did you actually tweet it all out, or were you
like, and then drafting? I stopped and I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah,
and then I
same.
Tweeted.
I get through that. Yeah,
I tweeted a clip of Tim Curry as the toxic sludge in Fern Gully.
Oh yes.
It was like footage of me composing the 12 tweet drafts I just deleted.
Because it's truly, I know that, like, it's poisonous. I do.
It's just so tempting to get likes by scoring points off other people, and it's just mm-hmm. the absolute basest worst aspect of my personality.
Well, because yes, I thankfully most of the time, if someone really 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 enrages me, like, it has to be very specific for me to, like, start subtweeting somebody. Like, you and I kind of went off on a subtweet thing where we were both subtweeting the same person,
a stranger.
But, like, so it has to be very specific. Like, I either have to be, like, PMSing, or someone so this will usually happen where I will see a white influencer try, and I don't even say influencer because this person is not famous enough to be an influencer. Let's just say
person.
A white person trying to get points for being, like, performatively woke, but, like, their actions show that their narcissism defeats all. So, like, that, like, if I see someone doing that, right, and then I'm like, oh, yo, like, that, I need to, like, get the demon out of me.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, I can usually just, like, text you or Omar, mm-hmm. and, like, or we will text each other, and then that usually will get the demons out of me.
Mm-hmm.
But there, sometimes there's a special case where I'm like, I cannot let this go.
This will not stand.
Yeah. But there's also just so many people that I just want to fucking slap in the face and say, like, what are you fucking talking about? Like, what are you talking about? What are you fucking doing?
I'm just so sick of everyone, including me. Fucking sick of myself.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I'm over me. So, yeah, two stars.
We've all been there. It's not fun. So, okay, so this girl's at this party. She does that terrible joke, and then everyone laughs. And then they're like, we should continue the fun elsewhere. And also she notices that there's this other girl who, like, seems very boring like her. And she's like, wow, she's, we're like, both boring. Also, it's worth noting that the boring girls have brown together. Hair. Just FYI. Yes.
One is a chin-length bob. That's our girl, mm-hmm. Perry. The other, mm-hmm. Mallory, long hair and a braid. And two garnet earrings that look like drops of blood.
Which means secretly she's fucking psycho.
It should have been our first clue.
Yeah.
Or it was our first clue and I didn't recognize it.
No, I wasn't really noticing anything at all in this book until it all hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, we should continue the fun, but let's do it privately. And then they start doing some straight up Nexium shit, dude. Like, they're like, write your deepest, darkest secret. put it like it is.
Is crazy. It's like, it, yeah.
What are they
it's
doing?
Cult behavior. It's like, tell me, give me all of the ammunition to use against you.
Yeah.
At
what was the
my,
word?
At a time of my choosing.
What was the word that they used to use in Nexium? Collateral. Collateral.
Collateral.
Yeah, they'd be like, where's your collateral? Give me some more collateral. Oh. It was like that. They're like, oh yeah, they would like check in on them. They had to give new collateral every month. And if they didn't have something, they made them make something up and then they would use that. So wow. they'd be like, okay, well then like just say that like your dad, like just make something up. Say your dad, like, I don't know, like killed someone. And then they'd be like, oh, but that didn't happen. They're like, yeah, so then you don't care, right? But we're going to take a video of you saying it.
Oh, cults. So predictable.
So predictable. So anyway, so they're doing all this Nexium bullshit where they're like writing down their deepest, darkest secrets. And then they put them in this like lockbox. And if you do not do your dare,
then it will be revealed.
I've never played Truth or Dare this way.
No, this is a next level situation that is cursed.
Yes. Because also, so each person writes a dare and each person writes a truth and the truths get locked away and then you just trade the dares and then you have to do your dare.
Why would anyone sign up for this? Like, as soon as this is suggested, I'd be like, you've given this way too much thought. I don't trust you at all. Also, I don't have anything interesting to write.
No.
You will have nothing on me.
I mean, I guess to her, she thought it was really something.
Yeah, that was also why I thought she had to have known them all as they knew each other, because her secret was just like nothing.
Nothing.
So why did she keep... I mean, I guess she does acknowledge, she's like, the reason I kept doing it is because I was afraid to lose friends.
Yeah. And actually, I think a lot of times, you know, people will like stay with a group of friends or stay in something, right? That's like bad or scary because like being alone is much worse, or not worse, but like more scary to them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's probably better to be alone, which is why at the end, I actually did like that she was just like, I don't want to be part of your friend group. I like Grace. I'll be friends with Grace, but otherwise, bye.
Like the rest of you, toxic.
Yeah.
You, Kelly, Lindsay, don't need.
Oh, and I kind of what you were saying about how like it, when they're like, why don't we play a game of truth or dare? And then Carol starts like saying the rules and it's so intricate and like so obviously like premeditated, but they're acting like it's like off the cuff. They're like, okay, so like, I don't know, what could the rules be? Like say you write down your deepest, darkest secret and we lock it in this lockbox that I have.
And like, and then, say I know exactly where to purchase these lockboxes.
Yes. Yes.
Why have you already researched this?
Why do you already know, like, you cannot have like the accoutrement?
This is not a normal already. Way to play. And so it's not like you're like, oh, I heard about this. I mean, she could have said that, I guess. She could have been like, oh, I knew these girls in high school and they played this way and it just sounds like it was super fun. So like, let's do it.
Yeah. Or honestly, if they were like, okay, let's just get like a mixing bowl. Let's get two mixing bowls and we'll do it like that. Right. But instead she's like, let me get out this lockbox that I have and a key that I have. Like it.
Yeah. Like,
to me, that's too much.
It's actually secure.
No. So they do it. They do their first round of dares, which are not that great or interesting. Like one is like ask out a boy.
Yeah, that's the one I was going to say first too for some reason. And Perry's
was that Grace's?
That was Jean's, the mean girl.
Oh, Jean.
I think.
No, I think. Was it Jean?
I think
it was Grace.
No, because then she Grace's.
Which one's the Asian one?
Grace's was to. Carol's was to eat garlic breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Actually, correction. Dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And not brush her teeth. I was like, she has to do this overnight, too?
Yeah, I'm like, that's like a bit much.
Grace's maybe was like singing everywhere. Or maybe that was Mallory's. Oh,
Oh, right.
I think it was Jean's, because then at one point she went over to Jean's dorm later in the game, in like the gameplay, like mm-hmm. after it kept going. And she was supposed to have had a date with the guy she asked out. But it seemed like she'd been home for hours. And she was like, I thought you had a date. And she's like, what did I have right. to fucking marry him?
Right. You're right. You're
the
right.
The date is over. So I think it was Jean.
Yeah. No. You know what that one was? That she had to answer an ad in the personals. That was Jean's. Grace's was to ask a boy out that she had been having a crush on. And the personals one was from round two. Because I remember she was like, ugh, I can't believe. Because, oh, this is when... Yes, this is when Perry and Jean are talking about their things that they have to do. And she's like, ugh, I can't believe I have to ask a guy out, or I have to answer a personals ad. Perry's like, well, it's probably not that bad. Like, you can just go on a date with them. You don't have to marry them. And she's like, I guess. Because I remember Grace's was... ask out that boy that you've been eyeing in your class. And she's like, oh, who told people that I had a crush on so-and-so?
Right.
And then then it turns out good right. and she starts dating this guy. And so she's happy. Like Grace like came out
right.
of this game better than she entered it.
Yeah, she's got a boyfriend. She's got a friend.
Yeah. She's thriving. Yeah.
I remember the thing now where she's like, I'm shocked that he said yes, because like my hair's shorter than him.
Oh, right. Because she's the Asian girl with short hair. That's her thing. And then Jean had to answer an ad in the personals. And she's like, it could be a complete creep.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
She had a date.
Yes. And then that was why. She's like, I thought you were still on your date. And she's like, well, I didn't have to like spend the night with him or whatever. She's right, like, I went on the date and I left.
Right.
And see, this is the problem with this book, that a lot of it's a little repetitive because like the mm-hmm. dares are not that.
And I can't keep the girls straight.
Yeah.
Huh. I just had a realization that like I should definitely cut one of the characters from my pilot. Mm. Otherwise, I'm going to have this problem where people are going to read it and go, I can't.
I can't keep track who these people are.
All right. Sorry, Alice. You got to go.
Sorry. We loved you, Alice, but you're going to have to merge into somebody else. Mm-hmm.
Go kill Alice.
So then the dares keep happening and they're supposedly getting like more scary. But really the only person whose dare gets scarier, I guess the person that has to walk home from the lake at night is scary. That one is scary.
That's Mallory. And
oh, yeah. And that's Mallory, why they did that.
Yeah. Mallory sets herself up for easy times.
The people that I'm like, don't do this are Mallory and the main character. It's like, stop doing this game.
Well, Mallory does it to, like, get her, like, to fuck him up. I was going to say get her revenge, but no.
No.
Because they're getting their revenge on her. And she's like, I'm going to fucking suss out who's doing this.
Yeah.
Does.
Because she doesn't catch on until, like, partway through their games.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, it's also pretty nuts that, like, and I know like they say it in the book where they're like, oh, it's so crazy that like all of us who were involved in this death of a child now go to the same college.
Like, huh, wild.
With the killer.
Like, yeah, it is wild, guys. Like, aren't you like maybe giving us a little more thought? like, who set this up?
Yeah. And they're like, it's fine. We're covering up our tracks because we're having this rando Perry to like be in the group.
Which happened by accident.
Yeah.
So like, I guess, congrats.
Yeah. So they have this like agreement that they're all going to keep doing the truth or dares. And then it's just because she pulled it. I was confused about like why Perry had to stay at Nightmare Hall. Is it really just chance, or did they have a reason for like
I think it's
having
chance.
Her have the scariest one?
I think it's chance.
So they had her have the scariest one.
No, I think it's then, Chance. I mean, feel free to disagree, but.
No. I think it had to be Chance. You're right.
Because they all like draw.
That's right. So then once she draws it, they're like, okay, now let's like make her think ghosts live there. So they dress up as ghosts. You know what I was most annoyed with about the thing she had to do?
What?
Not that she had to sleep at Nightmare Hall, but that she had to wake up every hour and shine her flashlight in the window.
That's cracked. That's right? Cracked. That's yeah. Fucked up.
Yeah. Don't make somebody do that. Are you serious? Like,
fucking whack
just let
out.
Me sleep. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. If you want me to sleep here, then let me fucking sleep here.
Yeah. And so that also means that like you guys are going to be up every hour outside watching.
It's weird.
I don't think so.
It's very weird.
Yeah. So then Jean comes in and scares her and she's like, boo, I'm a ghost. And she's like, no, you're not.
And yeah, then they she see gets another it immediately. Ghost. And then somehow doesn't get it when it's a fake ghost a second later. And it's Mallory.
Yeah. When Mallory comes and like beans them both over the head with something. And they're like, it's a ghost again. And then Jean is like out of the picture for a little while because she got like concussed. But is it at this point that Mallory is like, 'twas I? Or no, they go to do another round and they're like sitting on a cliff. Is that what's happening?
Yes. Lookout point.
That's right.
But like, it's because they all wrote be at lookout point.
Yeah,
they all right, decided they ahead location. Of time.
Yeah.
In which case, how did they all get that?
Well,
I'm going to go to the end of the book and see what it
okay, says. I think what happened was they were just going to pick out of a hat one of them and that would be where they all met up. But doesn't that mean that they still had a chance that they were going to pull either Mallory or Perry's, which was not going to be lookout point?
Yeah, exactly.
So what happens if they don't pull lookout point? Then they're like, this one doesn't count. Or maybe they just pull it and then they're like, lookout point. And they like put it back.
Yeah.
Don't show anybody.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. It's just like, that's definitely what I got.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay. She's giving info. Mm-hmm. I'm going to join us. We all. Oh, they folded their papers in a certain way.
That's right.
And so when
that's
she's right. when they were like rooting around.
Yeah. Yeah. So they knew which one to pick.
Yeah.
From the outside.
Yeah.
That is it. Okay.
Yep.
There we go.
So they pick. I so they reveal that they were all like a bunch of mean girls in elementary school. Mm-hmm. Accidentally ended up at this college together. Confess that like at camp when they were all eight they would bully this girl and then privately separately from bullying the girl they had this joke that like the initiation into their secret club was you had to like dive off like a fucking clock tower into the lake
yeah
and then somehow the girl who wanted to be in the group found out about the initiation not from any of them went to do it lost her balance hit her head on the way down and died. Lil, the soccer player, was blamed for it for some reason.
Yeah. Unknown.
Because everybody hates jocks. And was blamed for it, but they all knew that Lil didn't do it, but they didn't do it, and so, like, no one knew what to do. And then they figured out when they all saw Mallory again, like, somehow it just, like, dawned on them.
Yeah. That she was the one who told them or told the girl.
Yeah. And Mallory also wasn't in their group, but like never seemed to express an interest in it, but apparently did want to be friends with them.
Well, and apparently the change to the story is that they didn't have an initiation and that was just something that Mallory made up to tell this girl.
No, it wasn't something they made up. Oh, that's why. It's like people had heard about Lil talking about this fake initiation.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, that's how we all got into the club to kind of like
but does
keep
she
people
so,
out.
Does she say what it is? Because I think they don't say what it is. I think
no,
it's
they,
maybe.
They for sure say what it is. Although I have said for sure in the past and been dead wrong. but here it is. Blah, blah, blah. They're at camp. They're bullying her.
Because they have two versions of the story.
She could swim. We try. Okay. Of course, the girl found out about it, their secret club. And she... Wait. I finally told her we had a wicked, nasty initiation, that I'd let her know what it was, and if she could pass it, we'd let her in. We tried to think of an initiation that would keep her out, something she'd never even dare try, but we couldn't. I kept putting her off, telling her we'd let her know. Of course, others had heard about all of this by now. It had gotten to be sort of a game. Then one of us thought of an initiation. We all, blah, blah, blah. One of us would dive off the tower at midnight. We all thought it was a big joke. No one would do a crazy thing like that. But we decided not to tell her about it, to think of something else because it was too extreme. But then, like, somehow she found
out
about it.
Probably because Mallory was listening in like a little freak.
Exactly.
Like a little pervert.
Oh, fucking perv. Fucking eavesdropping perv. Peeping on our ears, you fucking ear peeping Tom.
Ear peeper.
Ear peeps.
And then so Mallory like told her
Jennifer died because Lil Mallory got felt blamed. Left out. Lil got blamed because like I guess somebody had been hearing about her. They did all keep in touch. So they knew they were going to the same college, but they were surprised by Mallory being there.
Oh, that's right. So they call each other and they're like, oh my God, you will not believe who I saw, Mallory.
Yeah. And that's when they concoct this truth or dare scheme, which explains why it's like so fucking defined by the time Carol is telling people about it.
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
Yeah. And then Perry just like happens to like step into the group and they're like, okay, this will like throw someone off our
set. Yeah, which gives them cover. And so it's like less obvious that it's the same group as camp, supposedly.
So then Mallory like freaks out and she's like, I'm going to kill Perry. And she's like got her by the neck and she's like, I'm going to stab her neck if you do anything. I don't even know. She's like, I just want to kill her.
Yeah. Fuck you.
She's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool, fuck you.
Which I don't really understand.
No.
But whatever.
And then fucking perfect boyfriend shows up and he's like, hey. And then Mallory's like, wow, what's this guy doing here? And loosens her grip. Perry like pushes her off of a fucking cliff. She dies. Right? Mm-hmm. She dies?
No. Brian shows up and saves both of them.
Oh, that's right. Because she's holding on to her. And then she's like, please don't let me go. Please. And she's like, okay. Drag us up, Brian.
Take her away.
He's like, lift off. And he pulls them up. And then he, you know, she's like, wow, Brian, you really saved the day.
Day saver.
And then the group of girls is like, wow, I guess we can be a group of friends. And then Mallory's like, you can go your own way. And then they're like, oh, okay. She's like, except you, Grace, you're chill. I like you.
Yeah. And that's the end of the book.
That's the end of the book.
And then she and Brian are just like together.
They're so fucking boring. They like, you know, they
it is what it is.
Yeah. They like got married like right away and like have like what's it called? They like have shiplap all over their house and and like she has like a sign that says like life's a beach made out of shells
and like wine o'clock.
Yeah, it's wine o'clock somewhere. yeah. Okay, I was laughing so hard, Lindsay. I saw on Instagram somebody posted like, okay, you know those like they're like canvas prints. You can get them at like Home Goods or whatever. And they usually like say like, you know, like love thy neighbor or some shit like that. Okay. Except this one was like so fuck. It was so long. Hold on. I'm going to see. I'm gonna pull this up. I hope that this person does not like listen to the podcast because I saw this on Instagram. But
it'd be like a very weird coincidence. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready? I think possibly she painted this. I don't know. Okay. But okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel so bad. People are going to Google this and they're going to find out who I'm talking about. This person is nice other than this. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Finding yourself is not really how it works. You aren't a $10 bill in last winter's coat pocket. You are also not lost. Your true self is right there, buried under cultural conditioning, other people's opinions, and inaccurate conclusions you drew as a kid that became your beliefs about who you are. Finding yourself is actually returning to yourself and unlearning an excavation and remembering who you were before the world got its hand on you. Okay, too many words,
too
right?
Much.
Too much, right? Like too much. I am going to send this to you so you can just visually see it.
That's too many words.
It's just like too, it's just like,
don't
like either have like 1/10 of those words or like have like 1,000,000 words. You know what I'm saying? Like have it be so much. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or
just like really go for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like they're really going for it.
Let me see. Yeah.
Oh God. Oh, they're very much going for it. That's too many. That's so many.
It's so long. It's so long. It's so long.
I was listening to like a Spotify top hits playlist because I was like, what are the kids listening to these days? Mm-hmm. And one of the songs was called Build a Bitch instead of Build a Bear. And they were like, the song is like, you can't like just pick and choose my traits. You have to accept me as I am. I'm imperfect. Mm-hmm. And it was like, this isn't Build a Bitch.
No.
I want to bring the song up just so you can hear the chorus. And it's like, it's like very cutesy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't hate it, but I was like, this is silly.
I listened to the new Olivia Rodrigo album because everyone was fucking talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, look, it's fun and I like the music. However, this is, and I think this is the first time I've felt this. So this is like a formative moment for me.
Exciting.
Where I was like, oh, this music is for someone much younger than me.
Well, that's what was, what everybody was saying, right? They were like, and people were making jokes like, is somebody paying the millennials to talk about Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah.
Because it was like all very much grown ass adults being like, oh, these teenage songs are really hitting with me.
I listened to them and I was like, this is for a teenager and B, a teenager that was experiencing a life that I did not experience.
It was the like dream of the life I wanted.
Yes. Yes. Where it's like, oh, you seem so much better now that we've broken up. And I was like, yes, I've also experienced this.
Like, you've moved on too quickly.
Yeah.
And now you're doing all the same things with her that you did with me.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is cute.
Yeah.
And truly, like, I'm not knocking it. It just didn't hit me the way it seems to have hit everybody else our age.
Same. And I don't know, like, I was like, these songs are fun. They're fun.
Mm-hmm.
But like listening to like Driver's License, for example, I was like, oh, this is a song that like me at 16 would have been like, oh my God, this is so deep. But like now I'm like, I just cannot relate to being like, oh, I just got my driver's license and like you were so proud of me. I was like, I just can't, I think I'm gone. I'm past that.
Yeah.
And then there was another song, Lindsay, that was like, I remember you from so many years ago when we were in middle school. And I was like, oh God. Okay. I don't know.
I mean, I'm cool if you liked it. I just was really expecting to feel the same way.
Same.
And then I didn't.
But like, here's the thing. I thought they were catchy and I liked the songs. Like, I thought they were fun to listen to. I'm probably not going to listen to them again. Like,
I definitely wasn't like, now I'm obsessed with this album.
No, no. Same.
Yeah.
I
was just like, okay.
Yeah. I wasn't offended by it, you know? Mm-hmm. I wasn't like, this sucks. I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, she's
like, not for me.
She's cool. I don't really understand why I was connecting so hard with people.
I don't know. I think they were maybe for people that were cooler than us. Because they're like, wow, I remember that also from high school. And I'm just like,
But I could also, like, I wouldn't have been surprised if I was like, oh, this, like, takes me back.
To a feeling.
Yeah. But, like, I wasn't getting that. And I was sort of, also, like, felt jealous.
Well, okay, here's what I'm going to say also. Some of her music has been ruined for me because a lot of her songs are used by TikTok.
Yes, I felt the same way. I was like, all I see is the person I first saw do this, and I feel like annoyed. That's how I feel about that song Levitate.
I don't know it.
You would if I played it because it's fucking everywhere on TikTok. I'll play that and then Levitating, that's what it's called.
Okay.
Dua Lipa.
If I am saying that correctly.
All right, here it is. Let me get to the.
I actually do not know this song.
Here, wait. Wait for it to get to the part where everybody on TikTok uses this. Here it is.
I have not heard this song.
Really? So many fucking TikToks and Instagram videos.
Yeah.
Here's that Build a Bitch song. Like very quirky.
Yes. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna play this song because this is the one that I've heard on so many different
She's like cool Taylor Swift. Like early Taylor Swift. Sorry, keep going.
Her songs, and there's also this one song, I don't know if it's the same one, where it's like, when I drive past your house or something like that. I don't remember it specifically, but those ones are often used in what is maybe the most cursed aspect of Twitter, which is like TikTok, which is TikTok actors. I don't know if you've seen this, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. There is one woman in particular who will just, she'll be like POV. She's like, I'm listening to the last, she's like, I'm listening to the last voicemail my parents left me before they died in a car crash.
Oh, I have seen videos like these. Or I saw a woman insert herself into her own curated Harry Potter fanfic.
Oh.
Where it's like she's a teenage Death Eater and she's been tasked by Lucius Malfoy to make Harry fall in love with her. And it's been successful, but like now she's so torn. And like Draco knows and like they share a look. It's wild. I have to find it.
Okay, so this one is like more basic because all of them are just like very weird specific. They're just like prompts. So they're not like fanficky. You do have to send me that one. I need to send you this woman's one. She does a lot of duets with people where they're like, she's like, okay, here's what happened. And it's like, I'm about to get married to you, but you're okay. Wait, no, I'm about to get married. Married to you, but your best man, who's your brother, just confessed his love to me. She'll do these scenarios and they're so cursed. And then there's like another one where it's like, like I'm a hostage and I'm breaking free, but you fell in love with me.
This is like super fast, like ASMR on YouTube role play things.
Except, okay, it's her just acting. Okay, if this makes any more sense to you, her husband's very rich. Does this also track for you?
Yes.
Okay. And her production value is very good. Like, her camera looks good. Someone is running camera for her and all that. But she also does just, like, okay, so that one where it was like watching a video of my parents before like they died in a car crash, is like her just laying in bed crying, just crying while like audio and it's also like you know, TikTok music or whatever, but then like audio of like two adults going like happy birthday to you on whatever video.
Andy followed.
There's so okay, Lindsay, I used to remember how I told you when I was like 14, I would like pretend that I was like at my crush's funeral.
Uh-huh. I mean, we all did this. We all did, but now people are putting it on TikTok, yes. Which is yes. Wow.
This is a 20-year-old woman putting it on TikTok, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But it, where it's like, it's that where it's like, okay, what is the saddest thing that I can think of? Okay. Like, or like, what's the most dramatic? Like, can you imagine if like, okay, this, like one of them was like, you kidnapped me on my wedding day and and I'm running away, but I stole your heart. And then it's just her in a wedding gown, like running. Like,
but I stole your heart.
Yeah. Okay. Ryan Mogi so showed them strange. To me. He's a friend of the show. They're so funny. They're so cursed. But she also has decided to start trying to play children, which is not good because she just talks like this
oh,
a lot.
No.
Yeah. And she also does. Okay. I was laughing because like me and Omar and Mia were watching this, some of her TikToks. And one of them was like a duet that she did with this. With these two other guys that, and it was that one where it was like your brother / best man just confessed his love to me, the bride, on the day of our wedding. And so like the guys were like, hey man, you don't love her like I do. You shut the fuck up, man. I'll protect her. And she's just going like, guys. And that's her only line is guys. So she's like, guys.
Please stop fighting over me.
But you can tell that in every one of the shots, in her head, she's like, I am fucking killing it right now. I'm acting so well. That kind of thing. Yeah. I'll have to send it to you. You're going to send me.
It's going to be hard to find because somebody posted it on Twitter. Let me see if I can.
But.
And it's like impressive.
Yeah.
Let me see. So retweet. It's like many people are doing this.
Oh my God. No, too many people are also doing laughing. Like, yeah, no, but too many people are doing like these weird like acting things on TikTok. And it's just a lot of people fake crying.
Yes. Sounds right.
That's so embarrassing.
People have said it's like fixing a part of your childhood that was missing.
Oh my God. I found her. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Who is this? Okay, she has 6.2 million followers. Okay.
Wow.
Elia Noggin. Oh no, Eliana Gen.
Okay.
Okay.
Elia Noggin. Hi, I'm Elia Noggin.
She does so many of these videos, but there was like one. Oh, she does so many where she's crying.
I mean, what? It's extremely creative. I'm like,
I mean, these are not.
I'm not saying don't
maybe
do
yours
it. I'm
are...
just saying it's not for me.
Well, I mean, for this, it's like wanting to. The acting of it is like you're not actually connecting with somebody. You're just like doing this like. So you're not about really acting, right? Like you're just about having people stare at you. Right? You're not about like bringing a piece to life. You're not about that. You're about having people be like, wow, I can't believe you can cry on command.
Yeah, it's very like, it's narcissistic.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's like your TikTok account. Like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you can do whatever you want with your own TikTok account, but definitely not for me. I mean, I do watch the videos because they're very hilarious, but
God, where is that?
They're just like very like teen video. Fantasy. Like, what if I was the star of this weird little drama that I concocted?
Yes. That is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's problematic if you're past a certain age, but it's very normal if you're young.
Oh, yeah. If you're like 16, that's totally normal. I believe this woman is in her 20s. It's a little older to be doing that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever. She has 6.2 million followers. That's pretty successful. Wait, I think I've seen this, Lindsay. I'm now remembering. Does she use the footage of like Harry Potter like looking over his shoulder in class?
Probably. For yeah, sure there's one that. Like in the dining hall.
Yeah. And then she uses the one. I've
she's
seen
like
this one.
At a table with all the Death Eaters and she's like captioning the video with like the lines that oh my god, I found her.
Oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god,
okay, I didn't find the exact video, but God, what is your fucking name? What is her username? Why have you cut that off, you fucking monster? She should use her editing skills on something more constructive as opposed to fantasizing about having sex with minors. That does make her really, like, if you are past a certain age, it's like, maybe don't insert yourself into these.
No. Don't do it.
God damn it. Why did you cut off her fucking username?
Okay. Maybe, okay, Harry Potter, seduce Harry.
Yeah.
Oh, you can watch the video on Reddit.
Yeah, and it cuts off her fucking username.
Yeah.
And that's not the one I was talking about.
Wow. I mean, these take a bit of...
That's what I mean, is that, like, she's putting a lot of work into it.
I'm sorry, but this is so demented.
Yes.
I can't. You belong to me. I mean, I know that, like, this is just the next level of, like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Okay, he's taking off his shirt. With Harry.
You're supposed to keep a close watch on him, not date him. Oh, since when do you get jealous of Harry?
God, yeah.
You need to understand.
Okay, keep watching. Because he gets angry and then there's a shot of...
Belong to me.
And there's a shot of someone like touching her hair.
He's just like looking at her breasts the way she cut it. Oh my God, who did this for her?
She matched the lighting and stuff.
Yeah, she's putting a lot of work into it. I think she's...
She did...
God damn it. Where are you? Why can't I... Because the other one is so much funnier. Because it's fucking Lucius Malfoy going, were you successful in getting the boy to fall in love with you?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes. Yes, I found it.
You found it? You found it? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Thank you, Twitter. Okay. Her username is Claudia Allende.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Severus, I was asking Miss Duval if she served her purpose. Fulfilled her purpose.
Oh yeah, well, here she is. She's the first one. Okay. Claudia. Wait, she only has 40 followers? That can't be. Oh, Severus just walked in. Severus, I was asking Miss Duval if she fulfilled her purpose. Come, we saved you a seat. Oh no. There's did the boy fall for you? Oh my God. She doesn't know what to do. Hi. Oh my God, her waving at Harry. Oh my God. This is amazing. I mean, you know what? Good for her.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm in love with you. It.
He just said, I'm in love with you. Oh, she will prove most useful. Okay. She doesn't know what to say. What's she going to do?
Her dancing with him
at the fucking broomsticks or whatever. Wow. Huge.
You know, I can tell him referring to Harry.
Yeah. Oh my God, hold on. There's a plot twist. What's this one? Okay, she's sitting at the table. Harry is wearing his sweater. He's eating some eggs. She doesn't know what to do. Okay, He's like mad at her for some reason. Draco's also mad. Oh, Amortentia smells what attracts you the most. Miss Duval?
Her account got
mint,
banned.
Green apple and Quidditch equipment.
Lucius to Draco. You're allowing this girl to ruin you. Ruin us.
Quidditch equipment, seriously, from D. She's mad. She's doing some more experiments. Oh, Harry's like, I can help you. She's like, okay. Oh, Draco doesn't like that Harry's helping her with the experiments. Okay. Oh, now they're all clapping because Harry made a potion? Oh, my God.
It's both, like, unhinged, but also, like, yeah, do it. Why not?
No, but this is the thing, especially with, like, fanfic, like, cursed fanfic, because I have read quite a bit of cursed fanfic. I'm like, you know what? Fucking do it. Who cares? Right? I'm like, I love it. I love it. I love that you're expressing yourself. Mm-hmm. And she's like, obviously worked hard on these.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? Good for her. And I wish her success.
Yeah, she must have had a ton of followers. Oh, wait. Oh, no, she's got a bunch of copycats.
Yeah.
Using her photo.
She must.
Yeah, she's got copycats. I bet she got banned for copyright infringement.
Oh, maybe.
And now her verified account is like gone.
Because here's the other thing.
Oh, no, wait. That is.
You know what? That's.
Oh, yeah. That's what someone said. There are two N's in this. And in the original, yeah. There's only one N. Yeah. She's being copied. All of her videos are gone, which is why you can only search on Twitter.
Dang. Well.
Wild.
It's crazy, too, because there's like so many. Like when I was looking for her, I found like a ton of like Harry Potter. Or, I guess like now fanfic is like happening on TikTok. I did not know that. That's like way back when. Do you remember like YouTube manipulations?
No.
Oh my God. People called them manips for short. They were like basically like they would take like out of context. And this was like way back, right? Like this was when video editing was not as easy as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But people would take just like, you know, out of context clips and put them together to make it look like, I don't know, like two characters who are not canon are together in a show.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I bet you could probably find, I'm trying to think of like an example. Okay, like Buffy, what are two characters that are not ever together?
Anya and
Buffy. I bet you could find an Anya and Buffy manipulation on YouTube. Because I bet you someone has put together clips that they found, and a lot of times it's just like a lot of longing glances that are very obviously to other people and mm-hmm. like with different lighting.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you could,
which there's is what like, this girl is doing, like
yes
glances
but with herself.
To other people, and then she just like puts herself
which I guess is a little easier because
then you can
the
match
old,
like
yeah
where their
you can do whatever you
is.
Want yeah but the other ones it's like not even like okay I'm gonna do Buffy Anya manipulation. Wow, it auto-completed. Yeah. So basically, yeah, there's a bunch of them. They're like, they have little names. So, oh, Buffy v Spike v Anya beneath you edit.
V.
Yeah.
Like versus.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have all these different edits. That's so funny. That's funny. Well, that was Truth or Die.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We really, really appreciate you.
And a special shout out to our Patreon supporters. If you'd like to become one and get access to our extra episodes, you can go to patreon.com/teencreeps. And thank you to our Patreon producers who give at the $15 level. Thank you, Aaron Fernandez.
Amanda Nangle.
Ann Dwyer.
Ashley Fritz.
Brian Petty II.
Claire Moore.
Courtney McPhail.
Danielle Lamana.
Danny.
Ebony Collins.
Emma.
Emma Murray.
Aaron B.
Gabriela Santiago.
Gianna Fernandez.
Grace Armstrong.
Gwendolyn Ludovic.
Jeremy Kronk.
Jessica Smith Harper.
Jessica Yu.
Jonathan Venable.
Saoirse Descaro.
Karen Lewis.
Kat Miller.
Kate Kobala.
Katie Lilly.
Katie Olsner.
Keith Anderson.
Kelly Burns.
Christarina.
Landry Desmond.
Laura Hooper.
Luke Bartek.
Mandalay Wolschlager.
Marco Pavlicic.
Megan Lozier.
Melody.
Micah Yunus.
Miguel Camacho.
Miranda Hester.
Molly Marks.
Noah Spargo.
Rashad Black.
Randy Klett.
Rebecca Goss.
Rogue Kalahua.
Sarah.
Sarah Wallen.
Sasha Gibson.
Tristan Buckner.
Victoria Beck.
Victoria Gray.
And Victoria Valdez.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone. We did fix some of the names got dropped off the past few episodes because Patreon does not do things in a sensical way when you run a report.
No.
You have to be a little more specific than just selecting a tier, because if you were originally signed up on one tier and then you upped your amount, it
never
not,
updates
like,
you.
Mark you as being in a different tier. It just marks you as being your original tier. From now on, we know how to run the reports correctly so that everyone gets included. So we apologize if you do give $15 a month and did not get your proper thank you, which is the only extra thing that we give you. So that blows.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I think specifically Ann Dwyer and Jessica Smith Harper were left off.
Yeah.
Aaron B, you're a new one. We still need to ask if you want your last name read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you for your patience. Mm-hmm. We appreciate
also,
that.
Rogue Kalahua, who we've tried to say her name correctly, and apparently our American accents just are failing.
Yeah.
But thank you for your patience.
Thank you so much, everybody. We really appreciate you. Next week we are reading The Haunted Sister. Or no, not the.
Just The Haunted Sister?
Yeah, not the, just Haunted Sister.
That's a fantastic title. I look forward to finding out what the fuck that's about.
It's
Haunted
by Lel
Sister.
Yeah, Haunted Sister. It's by Lel Litka, who is the same author that did Prom Dress.
Yes. I don't know why I remember that so well, but
because it was weird.
Oh, that's
it was weird. She was like, I can't wait to wear my prom dress, a 1920s swinging dress.
Uh-huh, for my dance show.
Oh, right. And it wasn't even for prom. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Very funny.
That's why. Great.
Cool. Thank you again. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, get vaccinated and keep it creepy.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Kelly Nugent, Lindsay Kaytai, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.